Tuesday, 26th January, 15 broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church, located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We are in Ezekiel chapter 8 and other related scriptures as God, in his manifold mercy, brings Ezekiel back from Babylon, brings him in the spirit back to Jerusalem to show him why he had to turn his people over to captivity because of the wickedness of their sin. They had been saturated with idolatry. And he brings him back and he shows him the outside where the idols were in the city. And then he takes him into the house of God. And on the last broadcast, he was inside the house of God. And there he saw 70 men of the ancients of Israel. And they had abominable beasts and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. I mean, they were doing this, he said, in the dark. He said, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, the Lord seeth us not, the Lord hath not forsaken the earth. I believe it's Las Vegas, where they say what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. But I don't know if anybody's listening out there or not, but I want to assure you what happens in Las Vegas is known by God Almighty, just like what happens in New Bern, North Carolina, is known by God Almighty, and whatever happens, be it day or night, is known by God Almighty. Father, do bless us now. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners. Help us to be clean, godly vessels, useful to thee. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. But I think you'll agree with me, what we are when we're on vacation is what we really are. I told you on the last broadcast, I would share a scripture from the book of Psalm with you that shows us that God knows everything about us. For those of you who have opportunity to be with me in the Bible this morning, go with me over quickly to Psalm 139. I'll tell you, I have grown to love the book of Psalm more and more. I have found that there is much doctrine in the book of Psalms. When the Lord Jesus Christ would present himself throughout the Old Testament to the two who walked the Emmaus Road, he started out with Moses. He went to the book of law, and then through the other prophets, he went through the law and the prophets, and the Bible says the book of Psalms of the things concerning himself. But today I want you to see that God knows what's on the inside of us. God knows what we do in the dark. In Psalm 139, and beginning in verse 1, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Now that ought to be enough to bring any of us under conviction. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast set me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? Oh, Jonah thought he could run away from God, didn't he? He thought he could go down into the bottom of that boat, go to sleep, and everything would be all right. Jonah learned the truth of what we're going to read after verse 7 here. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and that's what these men were doing in the temple. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Just real quickly. O Lord, thou knowest my down sitting, mine uprising. You know when I sit down, you know when I get up. My thoughts are far off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down. Thou art acquainted with all my ways. And he goes on to say, no matter if I went to heaven or hell, dear God, you would know all about me. Well, that ought to be enough to realize that we need the grace of God in our life. We need his forgiveness. And that we must always understand this, that we never hide anything from the Lord. That which may be hidden to man is never hidden from God. Now, we're going to go now, and God's going to take Ezekiel deeper into the temple, and he's going to see, as he said, greater abominations than these. Verse 13, and he said also unto me, turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. Now, there are two more abominations that he's going to see. One is, he sees women weeping for Tammuz. And the second thing he will see after that is he'll see men with their backs turned to God and they're worshiping the sun. Now, we're going to spend quite a bit of time on this next section, God willing, women weeping for Tammuz. Listen to this. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. Now, what in the world were they doing weeping for Tammuz? Well, Matthew Henry has described this real well. Matthew, women weeping for Tammuz, an abominable thing indeed, that any should choose rather to serve an idol in tears than to serve the true God with joyfulness and gladness of heart. Yet such absurdities as these are those guilty of who follow after lying vanities and forsake their own mercies. Some think it was for Adonis, an idol among the Greeks, others for Osiris, an idol of the Egyptians, that they shed these tears. The image, they say, was made to weep, and then the worshippers wept with it. They bewailed the death of Tammuz, and anon rejoiced in its returning to life again. These mourning women sat at the door. Now watch this. So this is where we're going to really be spending some time about corruption being brought into the house of God. These mourning women sat at the door of the gate of the Lord's house, and there shed their idolatrous tears, as if it were in defiance of God and the sacred rites of his worship. And some think, with their idolatry, prostrating themselves also to corporeal whoredom. For these two commonly went together, that is, idolatry and fornication commonly went together. You remember when the children of Israel were being led astray by the bad example of Balaam and Balak. First of all, they got involved in idolatry, and then they got involved in adultery. You remember that when Moses was on the mount with God and Aaron was supposed to be looking after the people, they got tired of waiting and they made him a golden calf. And then as they worshiped that golden calf, they stripped down naked and, of course, all the other things that went along with it. And so, dear friend, these two things go together, idolatry and whoredom go together. For these two commonly went together, and those that dishonored the divine nature by the one were justly given to the vile affections and a reprobate sense to dishonor the human nature. In other words, anybody that will dishonor God's nature will certainly dishonor human nature, which, Mr. Henry says, nowhere ever sunk so far below itself as these idolatrous rites. Now it's time for us to close our program for today. I hope you can be with us for the next few broadcasts as we're going to be looking at the terrible thing of bringing flesh, bringing sin, bringing idolatry and immorality into the house of God. Father, I pray that you'd please bless us and help us now. Oh God, I pray that you'll give great victory, great liberty, and may we always remember that holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of the blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.